Coach, no such thing as a perfect game, but Rudy Gobert came pretty close today. How did he have his way just so easily with those guys?
He was really, really good. I think he competed, you know, obviously his size and his length were a huge factor, but he was just a very, very excellent effort in a lot of ways on his part. So just very, very happy with how if he doesn't play that way, we don't win.
Wanted to ask you in particular about his offensive rebounding, 11 of those tonight. How is he able to get that position? And then, how important were those baskets, the tipping baskets?
Oh, they were huge. I mean, it's one of the things that we've talked about doing. It's just, I mean, even if you attack the rim and you don't settle and you play with force on offense, sometimes with Rudy, if you just get the ball up on the basket, he's got a chance to tip it in. You know, it's a credit to, you know, Gordon, George, those guys that are going to the basket, that they draw help. And, you know, once he's there, he's so long, it's tough to get him off the glass. So it starts kind of with the chain reaction of those guys driving. And, he's right there.
Did the first half defense and the missed free throws have you pretty worried early on?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like our energy. And it showed up. It showed up early in terms of just some breakdowns. I mean, we broke down in basically every significant way: screening defense, pick and roll defense, defensive rebounding, transition defense. You know, handoff, post up. There you go. Every significant area where we work, and I know we have habits. I know how much we've invested in those habits. So when that happens, that just tells me we're not in the right place mentally. And then foul and shooters, it's just lack of discipline. You know, our hands are up. You know, whether at some point, like, make an adjustment. And I don't know if they were fouls or not, but I know we put ourselves, you know, our players always, you know, don't think they fouled. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. But we're putting ourselves in a position where that can be the – I don't think that was one area that we lacked discipline. But I thought just as a whole, we need more energy. Whether that comes from, you know, guys that are playing minutes, guys that are coming off the bench. I mean, I'll find it anywhere we can get it right now. If you got it, come on. We need it.
Rudy's offensive game has improved so much throughout the course of the season. Have you seen, I mean, has he added strength or timing to sort of allow him to have this?
I think it's both. I think he's got good timing, and I think his strength and his balance, something he's worked on. And as a result, you see him, even those tippins, some of them, he's, you know, they're not easy. It's not like they're just right in front of him. You know, he's reaching around and making plays. So a little bit of everything. I think physically, I think the game slowed down for him, you know, as he's just played more. He's able to kind of find a little bit more of a groove. It's coming in lots of areas. You know, obviously the foul line. You know, it was another area where he's just kind of relaxed and gotten more poised.
Did Neto provide that energy you were looking for off the bench at a couple threes?
Yeah, he did. I thought Raul, you know, he played well against Indiana. He missed that one layup, and he got one blocked. But he made steals to get those shots. So, guys like playing with him because he's got his eyes out and. You know, he's an example. When you see someone up there pressuring the ball, it kind of reminds you that that's the way you want to play.
Thanks.
Okay.